Do you believe in coincidences? I'm not a big fan of coincidence. I don't think there really is such a thing, that things don't just randomly happen. Today is one of those days, a day when we have two holidays to celebrate. Two. Or did you all forget that today is also April Fool's Day? Better check that my watch did that. Okay, good. Now, granted, most of us don't do a whole lot for April Fools. And then I always look at Alice. And Easter is the high point of the year for us. But you know, coincidence, no, I just don't buy it. So these two things coinciding on this day, that's just too good for me to pass up. You know, I have to find out what the connection between those two is. And it is unusual. Since 1700, that's 318 years ago, Easter has fallen on April 1st only 11 times. And the last time was 1956. That's more than 60 years ago. Now, you know, I'd like to take credit for the idea for this sermon coming from me, you know, from my unique and well sort of twisted sense of humor, as I think you all know by now, but I can't. I got this idea from one of my preacher magazines, and it's just too good to pass up. And I was also helped. You all know Michael Card, the Christian recording artist. Michael Card's song, God's Own Fool. If you don't know the song, please go home and listen to it on YouTube for free. It's a great song. That was kind of playing in the back of my mind. And I would play it on my computer also as I was doing this sermon. So God's Own Fool by Michael Card. Now, on April's Fool, some of us like to play a prank on some hapless victim who's forgotten what day it is. And when the prank is completed and you humiliate your fool, what do you yell? April Fools, right. Now, one of my favorite examples, the BBC recently broadcasted a short documentary on Swiss farmers picking freshly grown spaghetti in what they called the Swiss spaghetti harvest. Well, the BBC was later flooded with requests from people who wanted to know where to purchase a spaghetti plant. April's Fool, indeed. Today is also Easter. One of the highest and most holy days of the year for us. As holy days go, it doesn't get any holier than this. But it's also April 1st. So we have to ask, who is April's fool on this holy day? There's got to be an April's fool on this Easter, doesn't there? Well, let's look at the cast of characters that we've seen paraded before us in this past week. Is the April Fool Pilate, you know, the Roman procurator? He was the one who caved into the demands of the religious authorities and the crowd. The crowd that said if he didn't deal with a treasonous villain like Jesus, that he wouldn't be looked at with favor by Rome. He's the one who literally washed his hands of the whole affair, as if we can so easily wash away our guilt. Just ask Lady Macbeth in her famous speech. Y'all know the play Macbeth by Shakespeare. Out, damned spot, out, I say, as she tries to wash Duncan's blood off of her hands. He permitted the execution. Not only permitted it, he allowed it to happen in the name of the emperor. There just isn't enough water in the world to wash away that kind of guilt when you murder an innocent man. But you know what? It is Easter. And Jesus is risen. Sorry, Pilate, but you are a good candidate for April's fool. Or maybe it's the disciples that are April's fools. I have a hunch they felt pretty foolish as the crucifixion came near, and they realized that they had given up their jobs for Jesus. They had left their homes and families to follow this man up and down Israel. They had witnessed some phenomenal stuff. They had pinned their hopes and their futures on this man they believed would liberate them. And then he was led away like a lamb to the slaughter, like a common criminal, and he never lifted a hand to help himself. He just threw in the towel and let himself be arrested and put to death. So the disciples left. They abandoned him, betrayed him, and tried to forget him. And they hid like scared rabbits in any out-of-the-way hole that they could find to save their own worthless hides from the same fate. It's Easter morning, and Jesus is risen. And maybe the disciples are April's fools. Maybe April's fool is Peter, the fisherman. You know, the not-so-bright disciple who always had a mouth that was way too quick for his brain. I mean, he started out enthusiastically. He defended Jesus right and left. He was the one who identified Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. He swore never to abandon his Lord. He promised with all of his heart to stand by Jesus no matter what. He even drew a sword against one of the Roman forces. But then Peter loses his faith faster than a rock in water. And when Jesus is captured and led away, he denies he ever knew the man. Three times he denies. This from the person who just a few hours before said he would never leave Jesus. What a fool. But it's Easter, and Jesus is risen. And you, Peter, you might be April's fool. Then again, maybe April's fool is Thomas. You know Thomas, the disciple who said he would never believe that Jesus was resurrected until he could touch his hands and feet and put his hands in his side. The Thomas, the one who said, when Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you," who says, "We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" That Thomas, the one who had difficulty believing. Well, Thomas, it's Easter morning, and Jesus is risen. And maybe, Thomas, you are the fool. Then again, perhaps the greatest fools are us. I mean, certainly many people think we are, think that we're foolish people who use Jesus and religion as some kind of a crutch that we need to get by in life. And this world too often sees us as fools, forgiving of our time and our talent and our treasure so that we can live out our faith in service to God's children. I mean, after all, only a fool would do that for no visible reward and no tangible profit. Only a fool. An April fool. And in another sense, sometimes we are April fools. We're fools when we claim to believe, but we behave like we don't. And we too often live as people without hope. We affirm our beliefs with our lips, but we don't confess Christ with how we live our lives. We're fools when we think that an hour on Easter and an hour on Christmas means that Jesus is Lord of our lives. We're fools when we trade the glory and the truth and the love of this Easter morning for nothing more than a basket full of dyed eggs and some Easter bunny dreams. Friends, it's Easter morning. Are we the April fools today? No. The biggest fool isn't Pilate or the disciples or Peter or Thomas. It's not you or me or any of us here, although we often act foolishly. The greatest of April fools is Jesus Christ himself. He is the fool of Easter, the one who called the devil's bluff in the greatest joke of all time. Even during his ministry, he acted in ways that people thought was foolish. Even his own family thought he might be mad. For friends, he had tax collectors and prostitutes and lepers and fishermen and the poor. You don't like your kids' friends sometimes? Wait till they bring home a tax collector, prostitute, or leper. Then you've got something to complain about. He told those who had been given much to give it away and follow him. He chose to tell the truth to those who didn't want to hear the truth about their lives. He chose weakness instead of strength, vulnerability instead of aggressiveness, truth instead of telling the same old lies to the same old people in the same old way. And he proclaimed hope and peace to those who couldn't imagine what hope and peace would look like in their lives. He took on the powers of this world, even though they held the power to kill him. And they did. Brutally. Vengefully. Joyfully. But death could not hold him. The grave could not contain him. Hatred and fear and anger and lies and death and sadness and broken hopes and everything that seeks to destroy our lives. None of those things could hold him. On Easter Fool's Day, try that one on for size. Easter Fool's Day, God made foolish the wisdom of this world. Jesus was God's own fool, a stumbling block to Jew and foolishness to the Gentile. But the way God chose to reconcile the world to himself. Today, Jesus is alive, the one who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross and disregarded its shame, and he played the fool to those who thought they were wise and has taken his seat at the right hand of God. It was Jesus who emptied himself, as Paul will say, taking on the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, who humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, challenging hatred with love, trading service for privilege, choosing hope instead of fear, and giving his life in exchange for ours. Now, how foolish is that? Foolish indeed. A perfect April's fool. But what does human wisdom know about God's foolishness anyway? But that's not the end of the story. Paul goes on to say, therefore God exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. On this Easter Fool's Sunday, perhaps that's what we have an opportunity to do. As fools for Christ, as God's fools, we might consider reaffirming our allegiance to the one who pulled off the greatest joke in history. Perhaps we might reaffirm our belief that Jesus lovingly chose to suffer and die for us, so that death would never again be the last word in our lives, that Jesus is indeed Lord of us and Lord of all that is. So what about it? Are you a fool? God's own fool? Are you ready to recommit your life and follow the one who lived and died and rose again so that you would not have to die? Are you a fool? Amen.